Welcome, everybody, to a Week Late Podcast, episode 32. My name is Darren, a.k.a. Analysis489.
Oh,
and with me, as always, is...
I'm Jason, a.k.a. Cryptic,
no,
with a K.
The robot voice? I did one, and you didn't
A.k.a. Cryptic.
And...
I'm from the future.
And we are back.
We are.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while.
Not quite as long as last time.
As we've said before, we're normal dudes with normal lives, and sometimes life happens. I hope he doesn't mind me saying, friends' wives end up in the hospital, and, you know, we have to be there for our friends and family.
Oh, yeah.
So it was unpredicted, but last week we took a week off. One of our... I don't know if it's a mutual friend. One of Cryptic's friends, wife, sister.
The wife herself
fell ill.
And was admitted to the hospitalis.
Hopefully she's okay now.
She's good. She is home and has recovered.
And so that's
from
right.
The illness that plagued
her body,
her internal organs.
So we wish her well. But that's why we had to take a week off unexpected. Last week we missed. A couple of movies, because we wanted to also do one in the middle of the week. That's actually my fault, because I wanted to do a review on this movie called Jedi Junkies.
Oh, yeah.
It's still going to happen, but I have yet to watch it. I don't know why.
You seem pretty adamant and excited about seeing it.
Yeah, it's been on my Hulu queue for a really long time. I might be getting rid of Hulu soon for a couple different reasons. I've been using Netflix lately to catch up on Eureka. Eureka is available on both Hulu and Netflix. Netflix has no commercials. I can get through it faster.
It's awesome. Hulu's been failing a lot lately.
The app fails a lot.
Getting tired of it.
It freezes.
It does.
On 360 a lot. What I like about the Netflix app, it rarely freezes, but when it does, it tells you the percentage that it's buffering. Hulu doesn't do that. It just stops working.
It's like, error.
A trick for you people out there, we're going to go into it real quick before we mention what movie we're here for. If you're on Hulu, you're using the Hulu app on the Xbox 360 and it freezes on you, hit the B button to back out one screen and then immediately go right back into the app and it'll pick up right where it left off.
That's what we do, yeah.
It's a stupid hack, but it works. It's not even a hack, it's just a trick.
First of all, it shouldn't happen in the first place.
It shouldn't happen in the first place.
It's a paid service, and there shouldn't be commercials if it's a paid service.
Correct.
Because you're not... paying them to advertise. You're paying them not to advertise.
Exactly.
Which is like ass backwards.
We talked about that before. But I did get to watch the whole regeneration documentary. No commercials. And the app didn't freeze once. So because of that lucky sort of happening, the movie itself
maybe,
was really great.
Maybe it's the commercials. Like,
you know what's funny, though? It never freezes during commercials.
No, I always play the shit out.
You have all the bandwidth in the world for that, but when it comes to my TV show, let's freeze it. Because I'm paying you $9 a month for that shit.
Commercial, 1080p, beautiful quality show, 480p,
exactly.
Freeze. What?
It doesn't make any sense. Hulu, get your shit straight, you're going to lose a customer.
And stop
and
with the fucking dog food commercials.
I've been with them since they were beta. So you can tell my frustrations. Like, I went from them being a great free service to being a shitty paid service.
Their free service was
their free service is better than the paid service. They claim that the commercials are there to subsidize what you pay, because if they didn't have commercials, it would cost $15 a month like it does
Netflix
for Netflix.
Is not 15?
I'm like, Netflix is 15, was 15 back in the day when you could get DVDs delivered to you. You're not even offering me that.
No.
If you take the streaming service of Netflix and the Hulu service, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Netflix probably has more TV shows.
Netflix, so I'm watching Eureka, which is good news for us because that means I'm getting that much closer for me to be able to watch Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I'd get back to watching Eureka. My Hulu queue's way down. I'm actually getting caught up. Also, I guess in the second portion, we'll talk about updates on getting caught up on the website, because I've been working my ass off on that too. So it's kind of good we took a break on the technology side of things. I checked emails from a year ago. That's how old my to-do list is. So yesterday I got that out of the way. I got my email number down under 200, so I'm awesome now. So we are here today.
Yes, we are.
To watch Prometheus, starring Charlize Theron, starring...
Aliens.
Aliens.
Don't forget the aliens.
You know who else is in this movie? Guy Pearce from, what was the movie? Breakout. Prison Break in Space?
I don't remember seeing him.
He is in this movie.
I've never seen the guy from X-Men First Class. I can't remember his name right now.
Oh.
He plays Magneto.
Oh, yeah, the British dude.
Yeah.
He is in this movie as well. Can you... Oh, that's funny. Can you pull up, maybe do a little research so we're not completely blind to see who else is in this movie? Because
I can do that.
It's funny. We were going to watch, and we still plan on watching...
Apparently
Googling... Can I say it?
You can say it.
Apparently, you were last Googling nipple piercings.
And no, nipple piercing pain.
On your Android device.
I want to see... If you know if nipple piercings hurt extremely bad, let me know. Because I'm kind of a pussy.
It all depends on where your nerve endings are and if the person piercing you...
Very, very sensitive nipples.
That's going to hurt like a bitch.
Like, very sensitive.
It's going to hurt like a bitch. But... Also, be prepared, because afterwards they may not be sensitive anymore. You might lose all...
Yeah, I thought it'd make them more sensitive.
It sometimes does, but sometimes it goes the other way.
Well, I'd be pissed.
I'm warning you of that. Because there was someone that I knew back in the day who shall remain nameless, and...
She male or female?
Female. She said that she had her nipples pierced, and before she got her nipples pierced, they were super sensitive, and now she barely has feeling in them at all.
Which is half of a woman's stimulation. During
go.
Sexual...
Welcome to the Sex
and
Hour here on a week late, the Sex Podcast. it's funny. So we have... Who?
Let me close this advertisement on my phone now, apparently. That took up the entire screen. It's telling me that the number one actor is Noomi Rapace.
That's the British chick, which is with the short hair. She apparently
is... Noomi Rapace is...
wow. Is the first. Who's the second?
Michael Fassbender, which is the guy from the X-Men origin story. Charlize Theron.
Yep.
Idris Elba. Guy Pearce,
there he is.
Logan Marshall Green. And the list goes on for a very long time.
Pretty much Charlize Theron and some British lady that's supposed to be really good. But like I said, Guy Pearce is also in this movie, which is interesting. We were going to watch Snow White and the Huntsman, which also is a Charlize Theron flick.
Charlize Theron.
Yes, she's gorgeous.
That's a beautiful girl, right?
She is perfect.
She is.
Are we watching this in 3D or not? Because they're playing at the same time.
You know my stance on 3D, but that is entirely up to you.
We'll see about that. We'll let you know in the second portion what we decided to do. Expectations going into this movie.
High.
Wow.
Ain't no question about it.
Really?
It's really Scott. She hasn't failed me yet. He's she?
I had a friend.
He? I don't know. Is it a girl or a guy?
Ridley
female?
Scott?
Female?
Dude.
Okay.
Right?
Go ahead and do some research.
Wow. See, I always thought it was a dude, but now you just posed
the
question.
It was a girl.
And I thought... Maybe I've never seen this person before, and I just figured it was a guy.
Well, I figured female heroine in the Alien movies, female director. I always.
That's an interesting point of view. I never thought about that. Now here's something I have to tell you, and it's gonna blow your mind. I've never seen an Aliens movie in its entirety.
What?
Not once.
What?
Not once from beginning to end. Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you.
Do you know the story a little bit?
That's the thing. We need to talk about whether this is a prequel or not. And it is confirmed that Ridley Scott's dude.
He made Blade Runner.
He did make Blade Runner. Which I also have not seen.
Wow.
I have yet to
You are
Blade
outing
Runner.
Yourself
you know,
to the extreme
I know. Here's the thing, though. I think it's going to benefit me because if we do find out that this is, in fact, an Alien sequel...
I'm going to be pissed.
Guess what I'm going to be doing for the next few months. Yes.
See, I haven't seen him in such a long time. There's apparently a rumor that the ship, Prometheus, was one of the fossilized ships found in one of the movies.
Right.
But obviously recalling that scene now, since it's been so long since I've seen him, like, I can't pinpoint that.
Yeah, you haven't seen it.
I can't pinpoint it. I don't know.
So because of that, you know, I'm going into this super fresh. I mean, I know what the storyline of Aliens is. I've gotten spoilers over the years. It's such an iconic movie. Like, it's like saying, oh, you haven't seen Back to the Future? And it's like, well, I actually, Whoa, bless you.
I tried to muffle that. I made it a little louder. Like a fucking elephant. That was awesome.
I made it louder. That's hilarious. Bless you, by the way.
Thank
Jeez.
You. God, my head
hurts. That's hilarious.
Oh, what a bitch.
So, I'm going to go into it, you know, new. Like, even though I haven't seen, even though I know a little bit here and there of the storyline, I don't know for sure anything that's happened in those movies. So, I'm going into this. This is like the first. This is like the origin story of Alien.
It's probably, if it even is an Alien.
But I heard that it's, I heard that it wasn't. So I'm a little confused. I'm a little torn between what it is I'm actually going to go see. For that reason, I'm giving this medium to high.
Middle of the road.
Yeah, middle of the road.
Well, I'll be able to tell you for sure if it is a prequel. Like,
I want to see. I want to see if I can find out for myself whether it is or not. Never having seen any of the other ones, I want to know.
Well, you've seen parts of these, then.
Yes.
Because I'll be going
to somebody's house. Ah. Yeah, I'll be going to somebody's house and it's on in the background and I'm watching a little bit of it. There's maybe no sound on or,
yeah.
You know, Sigourney Weaver is kicking the shit out of some alien.
Her tits are popping out with like no bra or something like that, yeah. Awesome.
So,
get a freaking implant.
So, you know, I know that there's an artist called Geiger. It's H.R. Geiger.
Yeah,
He is responsible for all the artwork and the look and feel of the Aliens movies. Amazing sculptures, creature.
The guy has talent.
Yeah,
sure.
He's great. You can always tell when you're looking at artwork from him because it's just got a certain look and feel to it.
And there wasn't CG back in those, all the other effects
were real. Yeah, it's all practical. Yeah, it's all like makeup, puppets, effects, and stuff like that.
Animatronics. Yeah. Animatronics.
So, I'm interested to see if H.R. Geiger...
We'll see.
...pays the feel of this movie, too, like how the ships look and the technology.
That, too.
How far in the future we're dealing with here.
And the other side, Ridley Scott has a tendency to, and even, at least in the Alien flicks, to make a lot of, like, suggestive female parts.
Mm.
Like, half naked, no bra. They always bend over, the tits falling out.
Sure.
So I'm kind of anxious to see since Charlene Theron's in this movie.
To see. Is this movie rated R?
If you will go that, it's got to be, I think, right?
I don't know. We'll have to look into
that. It better be, because I want to see some titties.
When was the last time you went to the movies? Was it...
The theater?
Yeah, was it Avengers? No, because you went to see Men in Black after.
Men in Black, yeah.
I plan on watching Men in Black. We can do a show on that still, even though we didn't see it in the theater.
Yeah.
Same with the other Charlize Theron movie, Snow White.
The one, Seven Dwarfs and the Huntsman.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny because the dwarves are in that movie.
That's what I heard. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
I don't want to get too much into it, but it looks like the whole movie is one episode of Once Upon a Time. It's like the same exact storyline. But I'm interested to see because...
I haven't seen Once Upon a Time.
The graphics are going to be 10, 20 times better.
Yeah.
Because it is a movie budget that we're dealing with, so...
Versus an episode by episode. Am I going to get canceled?
I don't know if they're being picked up for a second season. I think they are. Grimm is definitely going for a second season.
Once Upon a Time might not be. I actually read that.
Yeah, they might not be. I haven't heard any news on them.
Huge news. Bleach got canceled.
What?
The anime Bleach.
Did it really?
Episode 366, it was announced that, I know it's not anime hour, but it's kind of big news.
Sure.
It's kind of a huge show. It is on hiatus for up to a year. It can never, ever come back.
Wow.
The manga is still going on.
That's what happened with SCU. They canceled it. And or indefinitely, they said. You know, it's like, how do you... But anyway, that's a lot of episodes, though. Like, anime's got...
It's funny, they're almost 400, I mean.
It's funny you should mention, because our Asian Underground portion on the on the website gets a ton of hits whenever I post something for anime, which is going to be awesome because we're coming out with a new podcast just for anime. So sort of like a test. I'm testing the Twitter feed.
He posts it on my Facebook
when
as well.
When I post it to Twitter and all of our different networks and the Facebook and all that, my website numbers directly reflect and tell me where the hits are coming from and where they're going to. and the anime Asian Underground section always blows up, so I know there's a niche of the internet out there that's untapped for that. I mean, I know there's a lot of really good shows out there, but I hope that will be...
There's very few anime shows from like what I've seen.
Yeah.
And the anime shows that are out are just some dorky-looking motherfucker with who nobody cares, like what he has to say. I love when he powered up and he was at 4,000 megahertz of power, and I love it. Let me, like, tell you why. I'm not going to tell you why. You look cool. End it.
So maybe we can get more into that in the second portion. For now, we're getting close, huh?
Yeah, we're getting close.
So we will...
Or also the orgasm, if you will.
We will go inside. We'll get some condiments. And if there's any cool stuff in the lobby, I'll take a picture of it without asking. And,
like bosses here up in this bitch.
We will go listen to some music and some warm nuts. We'll see you for the second portion of episode 32, a week late podcast for Prometheus. Yeah.
I'm gonna sneeze again for the outro.
Wait, is this thing...
Is it recording?
All right, goodbye.
Okay, we'll see you later. 32.
It is.
My name is Jason Kryptik.
And I
am. With me as always.
Darren, a.k.a. Analysis 489.
We just got done seeing Alien 4. Spoiler alert. I just fucked you up.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
I really have
it's
to
not,
get that
it's
out.
Not Alien 4. No, this is Prometheus. We've seen Prometheus.
Yep.
Do you want to jump right into the scoring so we can... We really can't say much without...
Well, I kind of already... For what it's worth, you know, I read too much. I read a lot. And before Prometheus came out, there was a rumor that it was the prequel to Aliens. Apparently, that rumor was pulled a few weeks before the world premiere. I think it was in Italy or something like that. And... I guess that just sparked more interest for more people to go see the movie.
People want to find out for themselves.
Yeah, you're right. It is what it is, so maybe just get into your your score and we'll go from there, I guess. Because it's pretty much not all spoilers, but...
For a lot of diehard Alien fans, there's going to be a lot of stuff that I'm going to say that you're going to pick up on, and like right away. Like there was stuff in the movie that I picked up on right away, which I didn't tell you.
It felt very Space Odyssey to me.
It felt super Alien universe.
We have to go ahead and do your rating because we're about to talk about it, and there's just spoilers all over the place. Even for people listening that are on my side and haven't seen or really invested any time in the Aliens franchise, to me, this movie could have been anything up until the one spoiler, which is at the very end of the movie, So
which I thought it was over.
Which we'll talk about too.
Well, just, my score for this film out of 11, of course.
Really?
Would have to be.
Huh? Oh, I thought you gave it an 11.
Easy.
Like, wow.
The only reason I deserve a 11.
I'm glad we agree on that.
I'm gonna go with a.
Well, expectations.
7.5, due to the fact that it could have been better. There was a lot of slow parts.
Wow. Okay, I don't feel so bad then.
But did you get the same vibe? It could have been shorter. There was too many.
There was a lot of dialogue.
A lot of
storyline.
No bad guys, no good guys, just like.
Yeah. As a matter of fact.
I couldn't tell who was good or bad.
As a matter of fact, there wasn't any. There was barely any friction between. Again, we're going into a little bit more.
Everyone just hated each other, let's say, like. Except for a few.
And this is why. So your expectations were not met, because you wanted the high.
Almost
on
met.
This one.
But
almost
middle
met.
Of the road, similar to what you said, going.
First of all, before we go any further, it is a scorcher.
Oh, my God.
Where we live, in the small town suburb of Tampa Bay, it's effing hot.
It's ridiculous. It's got to be over 100. I'm not making that up.
You have the weather widget on.
They're
going to
pull out
Android
the
device,
weather.
Right?
Going to touch that right there.
Yep.
Green. Turn on my GPS, because you barely need GPS for the weather.
Yes, you do. They have to know where you are.
It is cloudy.
Okay, it is
which
not.
Which is bullshit.
It's not.
There's not a single cloud in the sky. It is a 90 degrees, it says.
And that's
bullshit.
And that's with humidity, it feels like 98.
Probably 107.
So if you hear.
Low 72, though, that's nice brisk in the evening.
That's going to be tonight at like 1 in the morning.
It's going to be humid, and then
like,
it'll get sweaty.
It's like still 85 degrees at midnight.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Awesome.
I love Florida.
I'm leaving.
So if you hear a loud background noise, it's the AC blasting at a strong 2 out of 4.
Still think we should have gone with 3, but
it's just too loud in the background, so.
Yeah, but it feels good on my face.
We apologize for the background noise. So, my expectations were met. I went middle of the road on this. If you are going to watch this movie thinking it's an action movie, Not the case.
There's some, but it's not till later.
Barely any suspense, barely any frightening moments. There was some gore involved, some great scenes with technology and automated surgeries. That was pretty cool.
That was neat, yeah.
Gorgeous movie. The CG, everything, it's beautiful. The landscapes, they were drilling in Scotland or something like that. It was amazing. Some really awesome like lake scenes and scapes.
Scapes.
That sort of it's giving you a juxtaposition, like there's all these beautiful places
mm-hmm.
on Earth, and then it goes to this sort of cold planet.
There's a bunch of ships.
I thought that you were gonna be mad at me because I'm gonna give it about the same. You gave it a what? 7.5. I will give this movie.
And this is more suspense than was in the entire film, by the way.
Thank you.
May I throw that out there?
I don't know why it's taking me so long, because there's so many factors that play into a good movie for me. If I was really tired while watching this movie, I would have fallen asleep.
I would have been.
For that reason, I'm going to go a little bit lower than I originally wanted to. I'm going to give this movie a solid 7.
So 7.2 by average combined?
7.25, sure.
7.25.
And here's why. Spoilers in
5,
4,
3, 2, 1. Bam.
Zero. Why not a perfect score for you?
Why not a perfect score? To touch on what I said a minute ago about it not being as kind of engaging as I thought it was going to be, mm-hmm. there was a lot of dull moments for me, a lot of slow moments.
Yep.
Every action scene pretty much was portrayed in the trailer.
That's true.
Except for the alien parts, which showed, you know, a little bit of battling between the alien, which was clearly stronger than all of them combined.
Oh, yeah.
He was huge. Humanoid, though, but still huge.
Yes.
Some of the actors in the movie weren't as solid as I was hoping they would be.
Did you?
Charlize Theron wasn't as good as I was hoping she would be.
She seemed to come on strong at the beginning of the movie, making you think she was going to be in more of it.
Be somebody.
And she wasn't.
But she's nobody. She had no power over anybody. She didn't control anything. Nobody listened to her.
She was the one that could make it happen. That was her only role in this movie. She was the liaison between the company that owned Prometheus and the crew. That's all she was.
Yeah. She banged a black dude.
Why?
Off of the pilot.
I don't understand why they give us this huge. Her quarters is an escape pod, and then she leaves in a personal that's not her escape pod, and then ends up falling to the planet anyway.
The pilot ejected it, remember, before she got to it, and it crashed.
Yeah, but why? That's my
point. Good luck getting the escape pod.
Why make it a big deal if you're gonna fucking wreck it? I don't understand.
What I would have done if I was the pilot was, since he did autopilot anyways, you just go and haul ass to the fucking escape pod,
right,
and jump, and then eject it.
Leave with Charlize Theron and bang her on your way back to Earth.
Just bang her the whole way.
So
loophole. Here we go.
I have a lot of issues with okay. Did you understand the opening scene where the white alien drinks that thing out of the pot? What was that there for?
I don't know what relevance that had.
And then he's the same one that we see at the end? How did he come back alive after...
It showed the cell, repairing itself, slowly.
But in the water, though, how did he end up in the pot?
He came back to, try and, cure his people. I'm assuming he tried to, devise a cure for what... weapon that they just produced. Maybe he was going to put himself in stasis while his body recovered, I guess.
I just don't understand why the opening scene was relevant, showing this alien drinking this. And then, the whole point was that they found a distinction between seven different geological digs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And geological?
Which are the same star pattern.
And then they all find, and they find a picto, if you will, inside a similar picto inside of these hieroglyphics that point them to this distant planet. They all go into stasis, yet when they wake up, they're introducing themselves to each other. They didn't do that before they woke up. There's still a guy wearing glasses. This is 2087, right?
No.
2093. That's in 2087, and
2089 is when they find the Scotland.
When they wake up, it's X amount of years later because it took them that long
to get there. 2 years to prep, 2 years to get there.
Why didn't anybody know each other?
I don't know.
And
Charlize Theron just deactivated her pod by herself.
Well, it's clearly timed.
Well, nobody else was awake when she was awake.
Right. Hers, because she's the most important.
She wanted to get out and bang the robot for everybody else.
She got up first. He was taking care of them all. Okay, so first of all, I said that it felt very 2001 Space Odyssey. If you guys haven't seen that by now, go watch it. It's super old, but it's a classic. It's Stanley Kubrick. It's called Space Odyssey, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I've seen it.
This felt very 2001 to me. Even a nod to that movie, and I'm pretty sure Ridley Scott did it on purpose, the computer first turns on, and it says, "Hello, David," which, at the very beginning of Space Odyssey, the dude for the whole movie, it's just dialogue between the one human being in the movie and the one computer in the movie. The computer's name is Hal, and Hal always refers to him in his first, as, you know, first, as his first name.
Yeah.
Hello, David, every time the computer says, hello, David, and I think...
That was kind of a nod.
It's sort of a nod, but the whole time you have this android whose name is David that looks like a human.
Which, how I knew, by the way, that it was aliens, like, right away. Because...
Yeah, see, I didn't know that. That was kind of a spoiler for me, because I don't know that.
What about the...
About the humans looking like robots, or the robots looking like humans. And when you
they
said
don't,
it, like, thanks a lot.
They don't tell you...
But now I know, and I didn't know that. So...
You know, which is cool, because you can try to figure out, like, who it is.
Right.
Which would be kind of a fun game that you can play. I'm softening it for you. I'm softening it.
Yeah, but I don't want it softened.
I'm softening it.
This movie
soft serve
makes
softening.
Me want to... Makes you want to watch the Alien movies, only to punch holes in those, because there's a lot of plot holes in this movie that brought the score way down for me. the visual effects are great. There was a couple of explosions. For it being an Aliens prequel, not that many aliens.
There was four life forms total that could be considered alien?
They set out to find... the Engineers, which is a race of aliens that we discover created
which
the human race as we know it, which they suspected created
yeah.
the human race as we know it. We get there and find out that they have creators, and those creators have creators. So the one thing I did like about this movie was that it's like, you know, the merging, which is a trend that's happening a lot these days between science and religion. The merging of those two and people thinking that they may be one and the same, which I love, because I've been thinking that for years. And
a lot of people do.
It's cool that it's now emerging as an actual trend or cultural sort of focal point, is that why can't they be one and the same? For example, people say that the, how do we know that the Big Bang isn't, a superior being's way of creating our reality as we know it. That them snapping their fingers wasn't the Big Bang in and of itself.
Right.
So I really enjoyed the theme.
More than anything, just like some kind of like deity that just set everything in motion.
Right. And I really enjoyed the theme of them searching for an origin point and having the technology to fly so far away that we're getting more and more deeper into our...
No hyperdrive yet, though.
I find it interesting, and it really wasn't that far in the future. It was, like we said, like 2090 or something like that, and so we're in 2012 right now. That's really less than 80 years away. It's really not that far ahead.
But look at our technological, like...
Leaps and bounds, I completely agree. It's feasible.
Like, we've gone a long way in, like, last 20 years.
Such a short time.
So
I love the technology in this movie. There's a lot of dialogue, a lot of storyline. It kept me interested, which is why this movie didn't get less than a 7 for me. The special effects, the acting was a little flat, and it's funny because the one scene that I saw with Guy Pearce in the article that I was reading was not in this movie. He, if you don't look closely, you'll miss him completely. He's really not in this movie at all.
Not really.
You can tell it's him. There's a point where he speaks and his voice sort of cracks and that's his real voice, but they kept it in because it makes it sound older, and I'm like, oh, that's Guy Pearce. But without, that makeup is incredible.
It was incredible.
If we're right, he plays the old man in this movie that's looking for immortality pretty much.
Pretty much,
he wants to know the answers.
Cure.
He wants to find a cure for being old.
Which, by the way, I was hoping that scene would have got dragged out just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
He's like, tell him what I said. And he's like, okay. And, like, just killed all of them. It's like, well, why don't we...
Yeah, spoiler.
we already did.
Yeah, I know, but still.
We need to, like...
We get to the origin, and then it's like we finally meet our maker, as they say a lot in this movie. Like, hey, there's God. Hey, can you tell us how, Dad?
He didn't even say anything.
He ripped your head off, and... The one reason they went there...
He did not say one word.
So then...
Not ever.
What happens is that, as humans, we find out that we have engineers, and that the engineers made us, but then they changed their minds and wanted to kill us. People on Prometheus want to figure out why, and that's pretty much the whole...
We still don't know why.
And we still don't know why. This movie creates more questions than answers, which I'm pretty sure is the point, because they want to keep it going. But you can only make more sequels before you catch up to the original, and then at that point, are they just going to reboot it or reincorporate more?
That's going to be a tough reboot.
Yeah, I just don't understand where they're... It's a good film, but I think watching it in 3D wouldn't have added anything to it at all.
It was so dark. I think wearing those glasses, which are already tinted, would have made the some of the scenes on the ship, like where there's no lighting, like we wouldn't have been able to see shit.
Yeah.
I think
the planetary stuff where they were navigating in 3D, that would have been kind of cool.
That would have been cool, but still dark.
When I saw Avengers in 3D, the heads up display in Iron Man really jumped out at me. That was awesome.
Oh yeah.
But I don't think it would have. Besides the CG on the screen with all the planetary GPS stuff, I don't think that. Besides that, there would have been any other, maybe the surgery would have been cool to see in 3D, but as a whole,
she had a great body, by the way.
Oh, the women in this film were incredible.
Except for one. The one dorky one who just barely ever shows up.
Oh, yeah.
She's just in shakes.
A lot of the characters that were in this movie, what the F?
I don't know what
outside,
that is.
I hope that's outside. That's not
it. It's outside.
So the characters were introduced, and you thought, you know, oh, here's the snarky guy, and he's supposed to be this badass, and then the first sign that someone said, he's like, yeah, I'm going back to the ship. Like, there was no, why were those characters there? There was really no, and again.
They just showed up, and, like, they just,
they were making 20th century references. And I'm like, oh, so they still use ladders in 2100? You know, like, there were these jokes that I was plugging in, and it's like, why is this guy still wearing glasses? It's 100 years in the future almost, and he's still wearing bifocals? Like, why is that a thing? It doesn't make any sense to me. But it's just to show that he's the nerdy guy.
Right.
And he was a pussy, and he left with his supposedly badass, and they both ended up dying.
Which he was the one that was more manly than the other guy to begin with.
I don't understand.
Remember, like, he tried to touch it?
Yeah, I don't understand a lot of this movie. Why does David, who's the android, first of all, they give him a really good reason to have a spacesuit on all the time. It makes them easier to relate. But then he ends up wanting to infect them with the alien virus. Why does he only infect one of them?
I don't.
Why does he end up with an agenda as a robot to meld the alien and the human race? It doesn't make any sense.
That I can't tell you because you haven't watched the Alien.
All right.
Well, that's something I can't really dive into.
It stems back. Okay. Well, fair enough. I guess.
But that being said, he was stupid because, number one, where he infected the guy had no plot merit, like, whatsoever.
Did he know
that he was going to fuck her, then get her pregnant with some squid thing, and then the squid thing was going to fuck the other thing, and that's going to have, like, an alien pop out? I don't think so.
I don't understand the...
Like, they just dropped that whole thing.
Yeah,
you know, just like,
it doesn't make sense
dumb.
To me. So, not even knowing
because
what the whole thing is...
they were
going to
put her in cryo anyways. So she wouldn't have had the baby.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just not something that I was down, like, probably the first 30 minutes of the movie, I leaned over, I'm like, hey,
it's cool.
It's a
like,
big movie.
I'm in.
But then there was so much dialogue.
Lost me, grabbed me.
What was the point of having Charlize and the pilot of the ship bang? There's nothing behind that. They didn't show anything. It just kind of, you just assume it happens. I'm pretty positive this was a PG-13 movie. There was one F word, no nudity, which I'm fine with, you know, but at least give us something to like about the movie.
At least it was one pair of
tits. The CG is the one thing I like about this movie.
David did awesome in the film. I thought the robot was like the best actor.
The guy definitely pulled off his role. There was a little bit of humor in it that I appreciated, which maybe makes up for some of the points.
The humor was so spread out.
It was barely existent.
Yeah.
But like I said, props to, you know, the art of the movie. The aesthetic was there. At the very end, do you want to say, since you know more about the aliens, the one scene, and we were talking about this for the Avengers, they stopped making us wait till the very end of the credits, which I think does a huge disservice to the people that worked on the movie, but nobody reads that shit anyway.
No.
So the only reason it's there is to give credit where credit's due, and so that you can fast forward to the end of the movie and tell your friends and family that you worked on this film. Unfortunately, that's what it boils down to. I won't feel that way if we ever make it into the movie.
No, I'll be
like, oh, nobody's fast forwarding watching the credits. nobody's watching the credits. But not even, you go into it and the credits are going to roll, and at that point I'm thinking, should we stay to the end? They don't even, just right then and there, technically the human baby and the quasi-human alien that drinks that potion at the beginning, they end up fusing together, and at the very end you see a very early version of...
Looks like maybe two or three generations
before Alien. To Alien 1.
Has the squid-shaped head.
Yep.
Which now we know where the head shape came from.
Where did it, though? That
the
planet?
Squid had a elongated...
Oh, sure.
I don't know where the hell the squid came from. I don't know why that black cells...
So, I can tell you that. The snake that killed the nerd and the badass...
Yeah.
That ended up... No, wait. She had the baby, right? Okay, so think about the snake-looking things inside the cave that killed the nerd and the badass.
Yeah.
The guy gets infected by David, the android, through a drink, which, by the way, vodka would have killed any alien DNA present. So there's a second loophole. He drops it in liquor. And we all know liquor kills anything. Well, maybe not to aliens.
Ooh.
But so he ingests it, and he bangs his girlfriend. And so a mixture of that snake with human DNA gives it the elongated head. That's where I'm thinking.
It's not even a snake at that point.
It was a squid.
I don't even know what it was.
So my other thing is that when Charlize Theron comes out and wants to stop the girl's boyfriend from coming on board because he's infected... At the beginning of the movie, when they're coming in and the ship is reading off the atmosphere, there's 20% oxygen and like 30% more of carbon monoxide.
I knew you were going to go with this.
Why would a flamethrower work with 30% less oxygen, or actually 70% less oxygen than it would on Earth? Why would it work on this planet with 70% less oxygen to burn him like it did and keep burning after he fell on the floor?
I'm going to say that since he was on the ship, maybe the oxygen generators were still on, and they were coming out the back of the ship.
Get the fuck out of here.
Keeping him aflame.
Keeping him aflame.
He died, because he died on the ship.
Keeping him aflame.
Keeping him aflame.
That's great.
And
I don't know. For that reason, you know, that lost
he died super
too.
Slow and didn't even yell. He was just like, oh, God, I'm dying. Oh, God,
no,
I'm dying.
He screamed.
Oh, God, I'm dead.
He screamed. What I don't understand
is... Not after. He just stood up and he's like... Burn me. like all calm, like nothing happened.
He said that first. He's like, just do it, burn me.
Yeah, but he's all calm. He's walking
normal.
Yeah, he's
like, burn me. Yeah, you're right. He's like, do it, burn me.
Do it, you won't do it.
But
do
he's
it.
Infected,
you
right?
Do it, you won't.
He's infected, he's supposed to be in excruciating pain, he's walking towards her, burn me, do it, burn me. I'm like, really? That's all you can do?
And he falls down, he's like, oh, God, I'm
and
on
then,
fire.
And then, like,
put it out.
Did you notice that when they realized him on the outside of the ship, and he was like still alive and mutating and stuff. Why was he all bent over backwards, like on top of himself, where his face was in between his legs?
I didn't notice that.
It was weird. Like he was bent halfway. Like how did he stand? I didn't get it.
I thought it was a bag at first. Cause I like looked up like
yeah,
me like,
too.
I thought it was a bag. I was like, oh, it's a bag. I looked back up and said, oh, it's fucking aliens.
You know,
I don't know why that scene had merit.
Me either. There were a lot of questions.
Yeah, why did it just take over the mind of him, but then kill the other one, and then like that weapon did 20 different things. I don't know what the function of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be to kill you, to turn you into a soul, like some kind of super soldier with a massive forehead?
I don't get it.
I don't know what the hell was going on.
I need to know what that drink was at the beginning.
I'm guessing a
how he fell apart though at the bottom of the waterfall. How did
then he
end up
create back together?
I guess so.
Well,
he ended up back
the guy
together.
Did have gills, so they might be able to breathe.
I saw that at the end. He had gills on his outside of his neck.
Yeah, there's probably carbon dioxide in the water or CO2, like whatever they use.
Right.
And
I don't know. Do we want to move on to
yes
trailers? I was surprised. I saw, while I was doing my to-do list yesterday for the website, which we'll get to in a second, I came across the extended trailer for G.I. Joe 2. They rewrote the ending. Have you heard about this?
They rewrote the ending?
It's postponed. It was supposed to be July 4th weekend that it was coming out, but now it's the middle of July, because they had to go back and reshoot the ending. I think it was leaked, and or it didn't have anything to do with anything, and they didn't have anywhere to go with it, so they had to come back and invite some people back to do reshoots, which is common for huge Hollywood films that people spoil the endings to a lot.
It's basically Mass Effect 3.
Yes, except for movies, which
but
is funny, because I was just talking to somebody about the first time ever that a ending was rewritten because the fans were, like, just completely
Mass Effect is one of the first ones, I do believe.
It has to be the first one.
It's gotta be.
Gotta be. Which is history in and of itself, but why the company cared, I would have been like, fuck you, this is how we wrote it, it's over.
It says a lot for the company, though.
It does.
And the fact that they actually, I watched a panel.
Like, you can't please everyone, though. People
still
think it's shitty.
Well, the panel was about 2 hours long, and they sat in front of probably 1,000 people, 500 people, and the people that actually wrote the story and did all that kind of stuff were actually up on stage, and the fans could ask any questions that they wanted to ask, and they explained everything in detail. So they actually put themselves not only on blast, but physically on blast. Like, they were out there in public.
They could have gotten
hurt. And
they
faked fucking did. Yeah, but they faked it.
The fans are crazy, dude.
I know.
The fans are crazy.
But that's why, like,
but you're right.
He's like,
it is very
we're
going to
remake the ending. Relax.
It's very cool. You're right. It is very cool that we live in a day and age to where us as fans, we're giving you money. But I want people to realize that you're not going to win every time. People didn't like the end of Gears of War 3 either. I dealt with it. I'm a huge Gears of War fan, which, by the way, just announced a new Gears of War game called Judgment.
I've seen.
E3 was just recently, so we have probably a lot of video games to talk about.
I've only played one, Gears of War 1.
Really?
I sold Max. Well, my fourth Xbox 360
broke.
I went to PS3, and then I haven't got back since. I'm not a fanboy, just one doesn't work and one does in my personal household.
Of course. I'm not a fan of Microsoft. They're getting a lot of my money. I do not like that company. But
I actually switched to Apple.
Did you?
I did.
As far as what?
Computers.
You told me you would never do that.
I lied.
And I told you that Mac is far more superior.
It is far superior.
However,
I got approved for a Mac credit card.
They're just as susceptible.
And I'm Mac there.
But they're just as susceptible to.
I get approved. I'm a friend of.
They're just as susceptible to viruses now because they all run on Intel processors.
Did you run? No, they run the Unix platform underlying, which viruses can't run on that.
On that OS, on that platform.
They got to make. Because
on
Windows
that,
has .exe files.
On that kernel.
Windows uses .exe files.
Mm.
Mac uses .dmg files, which is .damage, which is awesome. But viruses usually do not run in that environment.
Right.
So if you make a virus for Windows, it will not run on Apple, and Windows owns like 95% of the market. So who are you going to target? One or the other. This is not a war.
But
I love Windows, too.
There are known viruses that are running on Macs right now.
There are.
So.
Which is going to be, it's like going to happen.
Yeah.
As they grow in, you know, like, popularity.
The other, so I was surprised to not see the extended G.I. Joe 2 trailer in this theater. I was excited to see the extended Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter trailer.
I did see that.
What do you think about this movie?
I can't answer that. I don't even know.
You know,
think about this movie. I think it's kind of a spit in the face to Abraham Lincoln and his legacy.
Here's the thing.
But
here's the thing about that. I thought so too. But the more I thought about it, Assassin's Creed, you know, I'm a huge fan of it.
It's extremely racist on the third game.
They've always been really racist. The character you play.
Yeah, but you're playing an Indian, aren't you? Killing Americans.
Yeah, but he's both. He's Caucasian and Indian.
Oh, he's half-breed?
And he switches between both sides.
Oh.
He's only going after the absolute truth, and regardless of what side you're on, whether you're a red hat or a blue hat, I'm going to kill you in order to get to the absolute truth. So he doesn't care what side you're on. He's gonna work for both sides to get to his, to fulfill his agenda.
Find the goal.
So
find the truth.
The second Assassin's Creed introduces Ezio, and he's Italian, and that's where I told you that they do this spoof of, it's me, Mario, because he runs into his Uncle Mario. It's super racist. But at the same time, it melds a fictitious history with the real history and sort of blurs the line that you can't really tell which one's which. And that's what I like about Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, is like, if there's any good way to introduce vampires into the real world, do it with a president that actually existed, and it makes everything completely different. Just like when we start looking at the storyline for Assassin's Creed 3, like, we can see this and be like, wait a minute, you're actually in this game creating points that actually existed in history. I wonder if that's how it actually went down. But it's cool because it gives you that sort of second. It's like, I wonder if that did happen.
Right.
It obviously didn't. They wrote it in for the game, but it's cool, just like they did for the movie. It's cool to give you that sort of alternate reality based in our reality and be like, why can't this exist? So that's why...
I think why Lord of the Rings, like, was so popular.
Because it gave you a sort of basis to when, like, the Dark Ages for us may have been when Middle Earth, you know, it sort of might line up with our reality.
If you look at the map of Middle Earth, I mean, you have Middle Earth, but that's just like, that's like one continent.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a whole world. Like,
right.
Middle Earth isn't the world.
Right.
It's almost like,
planet, right?
So, like, you know how, what is that called, like, when, before all the different...
Pangea.
The Pangea. Mm-hmm. That might have been Middle Earth. One big landmass.
Yeah, that's cool.
Snapped off, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, I get you kind of an idea of what it might have been like. Probably not true, which it was.
Sure.
Like, we like one of those deals. But
there was another trailer for something that I haven't seen before, and it was, I told myself I was going to remember it. You said it was boring. The trailer was really boring.
Oh, with the...
Who was it?
It had the girl that plays Mystique.
Oh, yes. The girl from Cadmus. The girl that played Cadmus from... we just watched this freaking movie. The Hunger Games.
Yeah. Oh, that was her too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm telling you.
I was super looking at that one.
She's in this movie. It's, the last house at the end of the street. Right?
Make it up shit now. I don't even know.
There's a movie out there called Last House on the Left. There's a Cabin in the Woods. That's scary. Why are all these fucking houses? I don't understand. It's another one of these
possession
movies.
It'd be like The Last House on the Right on the second floor in my mother's basement.
Right.
Too.
What? there's all these genre movies coming out that are haunted house movies. Like, that's what I'm gonna call them.
It's always a girl with hair, with hair over her face and like half dead looking.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, if a half dead girl tries to attack me, I will kill her. She will not be able to kill me. Like,
It's about a. They find out that a daughter kills people and that lives in the woods. And if you piss her off or you talk about her, she comes to kill you. I don't understand.
These people like not like own guns?
House.
Every movie they do, they don't have a gun.
Hashtag, it spells hates. H-A-T-E-S, house at the end of the street. And that's what they're doing for their Twitter, hashtag hates. That's how I remember the title.
Which is
actually pretty clever because it made me remember the title.
I forgot what the movie was called.
Right after that, we saw another trailer.
I get up during the one. Are you going to bring up the one with the box?
Yes.
I get up halfway through that.
Same premise. It looks like the same thing.
It's like The Omen with the female?
Yeah. Father, daughter, team. They're super close. She buys a mysterious box with no seams or creases in it at this yard sale. She opens the box and she becomes possessed. It's actually called The Possession, and it's
she gets possessed?
Directed by Sam Raimi. Yes, the little girl gets possessed by the trinkets in the box. Sam Raimi, if you don't know, directed the first two Spider-Man movies. I think maybe all three. I'm not sure, but he also did. That movie that you made fun of me for not knowing that you couldn't remember the title for. Boomstick Guy.
Boomstick Guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're remaking it, actually.
Yeah.
And maybe you wouldn't be happy about that. But
yeah.
He's going to be in the remake, so I don't really know why remake it if he's going to be in it. It doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
Just watch the original.
Yeah.
So Sam Raimi is doing that movie called The Possession. There was another one.
That looks pretty interesting.
There was another one that we watched, just one more trailer that I want to talk about, that has Jake Gyllenhaal.
And, oh, the top one.
Yes.
Okay.
End of Watch, it's called. Can't believe I'm remembering all these. I'm pretty spot on today. It's got Jake Gyllenhaal, and if you guys have never seen a movie called... I knew I was going to forget.
The 9/11 movie?
No, but he was in that.
He was. He played the same type of character, too.
He kind of plays a cop. The Hispanic guy from... I'm going to mess this up. I don't remember the name of the movie, but... It's got Christian Bale in it, and that Hispanic dude plays his sidekick, and they go around. They're trying to get jobs, but at the same time, like, they get laid off as detectives, and then they become drug dealers. Like, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Huh.
And it's one of the best movies I've ever seen, but it's super depressing. And I watched it during a really bad point in my life. It just made everything worse. but it's a grant how good of a movie it is. It's like,
it's good, though.
Yeah. But I can't... It slips my mind. I can't remember it right now. But we kind of switched from talking about video games, but Jake Gyllenhaal comes up now because have you heard any updates on the Uncharted movie?
They got rid of Mark Wahlberg
as the lead. They got rid of him. They're thinking about having Nathan Fillion do it now.
So that's actually...
I don't know, because they've said it 4 times. Every time they get rid of another... Jake Gyllenhaal was supposed to be the first one. They switched from Jake Gyllenhaal to... He's not even English. He's a British dude.
So that's not even going
to
be...
Then they switched to Jon Hamm from Mad Men.
Yeah.
And now they're going back with their original and saying that Nathan Fillion's going to do it.
Nathan Fillion wants to do it.
So I don't know. He's always
wanted
to do it.
You said that he was a voice actor of him.
Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify, he is not.
Then my source is wrong, and my source...
I looked on the back of the box.
It was Nathan Fillion. It was the Nerdist interview with Nathan Fillion. He's the voice of Nathan Drake in one of the Uncharted.
Maybe one of them,
yeah.
But I know number one, he's not. Number two, I don't believe he is either.
Okay.
I don't see why they changed the voice.
In the interview... Oh, that happens all the time. In the interview...
Not that Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, buddy.
I don't know about that.
No, I promise.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, yay or nay on the movie? Like, after all this speculation and stuff, do you think it's the movie's going to end up hurting?
Honestly, movies based on games?
They always suck.
They suck.
Yeah.
Because you play the game, it's 40 hours long, you have all this story, all this content, all these... different landscapes, stuff you can do. Then you cram 40 hours
into 2 hours. Explain to me why there's 4 Tomb Raider movies and a new reboot now. By the way, which I've seen, it looks amazing. It looks incredible.
Is the answer your question?
From the get-go. Yeah, but I would understand if the 4 movies that already existed were based on the new game, but they're not. They're based on the old ones.
Dude,
I love
voice
the old
acting,
ones. Fun.
The voice acting in that trailer alone
is great.
Oh, my God.
Good. And I've seen some of the cutscenes, and they look amazing.
Dude, real-time damage, I hear.
From the get-go, you're damaged, and you never heal the whole movie. You're trying to regain your strength throughout the entire game.
It's pretty much a movie.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just, like, walk around and, like, bandage yourself and, like, little plus signs come up over your head and, like, you're full health again.
There's no heads-up display.
I don't think you have health. I think, like, if you see yourself bleeding out, like, you bleed out.
You're dying.
Or, like, you break your leg, your leg's
broken. But she's constantly damaged in
the
game.
Yeah, she pulls out the thing, like, right off the get-go.
The graphics look amazing. That looks awesome.
Looks
I can't wait
and
for Assassin's Creed 3 to drop. I know we just talked about it. It's going to be October 30th. I'm thinking about doing the pre-order so I can get the extra map, but I hate it when they do that.
I might start on that game.
You shouldn't.
It's older game.
It's not. It still ties in the whole story arc from 1 and 2 and Brotherhood and Revelation. I know, but you don't have to. It does tie in, I guess it can run into a storyline all on its own. I'm really excited for that franchise. The American Revolution is going to be great to finally switch it from, you know, the 14th century or the the almost, well, not almost, but the BC period in the first Assassin's Creed going up to the 14th century in the second and Brotherhood and all that. It's going to be great. The new Gears of War is going to be awesome. You play Carmine, who, if anyone is a fan of the Gears of War games, it's a running joke that he gets killed in every single game. Spoiler alert, minus... Should I say this? We don't do a lot of spoilers in games.
I wouldn't spoil a game. Games are a lot more expensive.
You're right, but it is a running joke. Something bad always happens to Carmine in the Gears of War game.
I know that. I mean,
Judgment, from what I understand, is his training, the first generation of Carmines that joins the Gears. It's following his story, so it's a prequel to the first three, if I remember.
Okay.
So we see how Carmine came up and how it's pretty much the first Carmine to join Gears, and we're following him because he keeps having children that keeps joining the Gears, like the grandfather, great-grandfather. And so I hear there's going to be flying in this one. There's jetpacks and shit. Not like all the time, but there's a level where you put on a jetpack and you fly straight to the skies and shit. So
there's a Halo 4 coming out.
There is a Halo 4 coming out. What do you think about that?
Developed by Bungie.
Clearly the big change with this one is that it's cool that we're talking about E3 because we didn't plan on this.
Well,
but it's funny that
I'm mad a little bit about the new Halo because...
Not developed by Bungie.
They said they were going to end it at 3.
Mm-hmm.
They said the Halo franchise will be done.
Will be done.
The Halo franchise.
But
they can do a spinoff. There's hundreds of books with other Spartans. They can call it something else. Don't call it Halo 4.
Didn't they do a sort of Command and Conquer style Gears that wasn't developed by Bungie as well? That wasn't developed by them. So technically, not the first game.
I think they had a hand in it though. I have to double check on that.
Yeah, I know that wasn't developed by them.
Still not part of the main storyline.
Right, but it was also a different sort of style game altogether. It's not really... It was just...
It wasn't called Halo 4, though.
Yeah, it was like Command & Conquer with a Halo skin.
Yeah, it was a RTS.
All right, well, that's cool. And then also...
Diablo 3 came out on the 15th.
Huge disappointment.
15th?
For Diablo fans, I hear.
Oh, I hear nothing but good things.
Our mutual friend, Eric... loads the game. He hates it with a passion.
We'll talk about that off the air.
He's played the first two. He's an avid fan. He's talking to me, you know, super geek about it. And he'll appreciate the fact that I say that.
Oh, yeah.
Did not like it at all. A lot of problems with the launch that even hardcore fans didn't like. You have to be online whether you're playing multiplayer or not.
Which causes lag, which is huge.
It's not something that should be done at all. They want proprietary control over their system, which somebody's already hacked. I just don't think for that rocky of a game. I don't know anything about it, but for that rocky of a game, start launch.
It's been in development for I can't even tell you how many years.
For something that's been in development for that long, there shouldn't have been this many problems.
Did
you get to play it?
No, but all my friends who Blizzard has something called Real ID now, where you can type in your friend's email address, and even if you guys are on different servers within a game,
that's cool.
You can still play a dungeon together.
That's cool.
So like you don't got to pay for character transfer. So I see they're all on Diablo 3. They're all whispering me all day, be like, "You got to buy this game. You got to buy this game."
Are they on the multiplayer though?
They're on the multiplayer.
See, he was complaining about the
Diablo single player sucks. Always has sucked. It's boring. The whole point of the game is co-op.
That's what I don't like about it.
Like, you know, like, gotta have the healer, gotta have the tank.
That's what I don't like about it.
You can still do solo play.
But it sucks. What's the point?
The only difference in this one is they actually give you two or three other party members to go along with you to improve your chances of living. Because you're not really by yourself. It just gives you CPU players.
Hmm.
Which, that's lame. Like, the whole point of Diablo is to have that fellowship so you beat the game together.
For somebody who's always played, this sounds really sad, who's always played video games by himself, I find it infuriating when I'm forced to play online. Why? I just want to play a fucking game on my console.
That's
at home.
Dumb. I think
it's so stupid to force somebody to play online when I don't
want it.
Yeah.
Maybe I can't afford internet. Maybe I don't
want to. Yeah, exactly.
I want to play Diablo 3 by myself.
It phases out a whole chunk of people that would have otherwise bought your game, and it's a stupid move business-wise. I don't understand that.
They want to cut down on people hacking the game, which would basically mean that, you know, like when you, because you know, like most like single player games, you can download them like via torrent site or pirate them or whatever, and you don't need to be connected to the internet to run it. But this game, since it has that feature, maybe you wouldn't be able to pirate as easily as you could if that feature wasn't there.
Right.
Maybe that's their way to try and beat it.
I don't understand it, to be honest with you.
Good luck. It's already on like 20 different sites.
Is it?
Yeah. So
there's no, you can't get away from the fact that there's going to be someone out there that's going to break your code, that's going to break your security, and believes in the wholehearted fact that the internet should be free, and so should anything on it. I don't completely agree with that, because my stuff's on the internet already for free. Why you would bootleg something that's already free, I don't understand, because all that does is take away original hits from my website. I didn't even do anything wrong to you. So as far as that's concerned, I would hope that people get it from the original source, but, I mean, you know, as far as having somebody pay for something that you created, I believe 100% that that should go for the people that are trying to get away with playing Diablo 3 for free, not paying for it. I don't agree with that, but I would be lying if I told you that my original Xbox was hacked and I have every single game on my NES, Super NES, TurboGrafx-16, Genesis, all packed into my neat little Xbox. Granted, all of those have run out of copyright and, what do they call it, the statute of limitations.
Yeah.
But at the time, I'm pretty sure when those games got bootlegged and pirated, pretty sure they were still under copyright.
In order for them to be
emulated, they had to be ripped off. Funny enough, the N64 emulators don't work as well because their encryption even to this day is so good that people can't bootleg.
I know.
They're great. So that was a good chunk. I guess that was an E3 update, video games. Music. Let's skip that this week. All I got to say about music is I'm still listening to the Fun album every time they come up on my player.
Yeah.
Their music changes every time I hear it. It's great.
They are decent,
The other one that I wanted to mention was... who else? God, I forgot.
They must be good. I can say that right now.
No, it was the... I said fun, and I completely forgot now.
Because you're having fun saying it, so you forgot.
That's what I was going to say. Grey Market keeps coming up, and I know them personally. They're a great band. Their album still available online for free. I keep saying I'm going to do a music review on it, but just go to the website, get it for yourself. It's graymarket.com. Might be graymarketband.com. I'm terrible. It's GREYMARKET.com. Might be Grey Market Band. Just Google Grey Market. They're from Tampa. Great dudes. Their album is amazing. And it's for free, so they'll get it. I think it's like 12 tracks. I wanted to, before we let you go, I wanted to let you guys know that the Defend Entertainment website has been updated.
Yet again.
It's a little bit easier for you to figure out where everything is. We're going to update it again probably before the end of the new year. I'm playing around with a couple of different templates, what I want it to look like. But also, we've been working to separate the websites even further in that I worked with GoDaddy a little bit, and now they're completely separate. Even though they fall under the Fen Entertainment umbrella, FenEntertainment.com will always look like FenEntertainment.com, and will say that in your URL browser when you're browsing anything on FenEntertainment. As soon as you switch over to AWeekLate.com, it's not FenEntertainment.com/AWeekLate anymore. Anytime you're on browsing anything on the AWeekLate side, it'll say AWeekLate.com, and if you click on an episode
/whatever page you're on,
that way you're going to know where it is. It's easier to share the links with people. I don't know why that's a big deal, but people sometimes look at those kinds of things, especially technical nerds. And
they do. I mean, they're probably looking at the top like, wait, am I on the wrong website?
Yeah.
Is this real?
Even though, like, it clearly says a week late official podcast in huge red letters at the top of the page, people still get freaked out by that. So we're working a little bit more with...
the contrast of the colors.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just scares people.
So trying to make it a little bit more streamlined. We're looking to get another podcast here pretty soon. I think we came up with a name, but I'm going to keep that under wraps until I pass it by the other guys. So that's looking good. Is there anything else you want to?
I'm tapped out.
Right.
I said everything I wanted to say.
I'm sure I'll come up with something a little more later.
I'm sure. Oh. As soon as we hit finish, I'll be able to say something, but I don't remember.
I want to let everybody know that I have been catching up. I'm going to be able to watch Walking Dead here pretty soon. I'm to the point where I'm regularly watching 24, episodes of 24 on a regular basis, and Eureka, which means I'm back down to the original shows that I started those accounts with. So that lets you know.
I'm actually too watching Scrubs from start to finish.
Nice. Right. I've done that before, and it's great.
Right now.
It's hilarious.
Such a good show.
It's so good.
I didn't realize how much just, like, sad scenes there were.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they do a lot of...
My eyes watered a couple times. I'm like, what the fuck?
They do a lot to sort of tug at your heartstrings.
Oh, yeah.
Make you laugh, and then they'll break into musical numbers out of nowhere. There's a lot of musical
going on. Like, it's like comedy. I want to cry. Comedy again.
I love Scrubs.
I'm mad.
One of the best.
Dr. Cox is phenomenal.
Yeah, one of the best shows ever on TV.
It is.
If you get a chance, watch the extra two seasons after they canceled. A little tidbit here for you. Since you're going and watching Scrubs, I've done this before. It's 8 full seasons, I believe, maybe more than that. 6 of those seasons are on NBC, and they stop. They have the last episode on NBC, and then they restart on ABC, one more season of regular Scrubs, and then Scrubs sort of moves into a school area where...
Still just as good?
Not really. It only goes on for one season, and it gets canceled. So there's one more season after it gets canceled, but it's on ABC, and then after that there's another season with sort of a new cast, but Turk, the girl, Dr. Cox, and the main character,
JD,
stay behind. They're all professors now in this new sort of... They make a wing of the hospital.
Okay.
For trainees and... registered nurses and stuff like that. They're pretty much still in med school.
So suddenly I basically stopped watching after season 6.
Yeah, it's safe to say to quit, but if you want more of that, it'll keep it going for a little while. It's kind of worth it, and there are some good jokes.
I hope the season finale is worth it, though.
It is. It's so worth it.
I mean, like the real one?
Yeah, you want to talk about a tearjerker.
Nice.
That's it.
I don't know.
It's cool that you're watching Scrubs. I love that show.
I've only seen probably 20 episodes total out of the whole show because I keep catching it, you know?
Yeah.
Now to actually sit down and watch it, everything in order and see all the, like, the character growth.
It's so good.
And,
it's so good.
Like,
when they start having kids together.
I cry.
Stuff like that.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie, dude.
No, I've cried during some episodes of Scrubs. It's crazy how that's written and you care about those characters so much.
I do care about them.
Yeah, you care. It's so funny.
I hurt a feeling.
It's so funny how you wait till you see the Michael J. Fox episodes. Those are the best. Those are so funny.
I don't know, man. The freaking what's that guy's name? He was on Saturday Night, or either Mad TV or Saturday Night Live. Is on stand up now.
Oh Jesus, you're describing so many people.
Oh, you know what he goes like? What I can do.
Oh, yeah, Michael McDonald.
That dude in the show, like,
I forgot he was in that.
He's like,
he's so funny.
Can I use your broken penis thing for my medical review?
Yeah.
He's like, sure, I want to, like, everybody know about my broken penis. That'd be great. Like, would you please do that?
I forgot about that episode.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
It was funny.
He's like,
you
saw some know then, right? He's like, yeah.
Between now and then, between now and then, homework is for us to compile a list of complete series that we've seen on TV.
Well, that's going to be a long list.
Yeah. I started thinking about it, and I was like, oh, it's a short list. It's longer than I thought.
Yeah, think about it for a little bit longer than...
It's longer than I thought.
Because it feels like when you were a kid.
Wings, A-Team, like all this old shit, dude. Voltron.
Pokemon.
So...
Okay. You may ask me, Jason, you know, there may be some speculation, but you'd be like, Jason, you know that show's still going on, right? And no, I don't still watch it.
You know, Naruto's new, too.
What about Naruto?
They added a new chapter to, he's like all grown up a couple years later.
There's another Naruto
series. Yeah, it's on the post that I put on your Facebook yesterday. Watch that video, because that's why I gave it to you. At the very end, they do a little bit on Naruto and the new series that you could probably... There's a...
Go to
our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast. Besides the new one that we're going to put up tonight for this episode, there's an Asian Underground post, and watch the whole video if you're anime fans. It'll tell you where to watch anime online for free, and if not for free, then cheap, because they have a Netflix one on there. Hulu has a lot of anime, believe it or not, and it's pretty good. There's a website called Crunchyroll.com.
Which is officially licensed, by the way.
Yep, and you get to go and watch a ton of free anime. You do have to create a member login.
Free, but you get to watch it late. If you pay for it,
yeah,
you get to watch it on time.
Right, but still... It gives you an alternative to illegally downloading a lot of stuff that you wouldn't normally get. Now it's all...
That's a gray area.
It's mostly English stuff, and you kind of aren't a fan of that. So I know that's where that split comes up. So anyway, facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast. Make sure you do that at the end. facebook.com/spenentertainment. We are at A Week Late on Twitter. I am at analysis489 on Twitter. You can also hit us up at FenPromos, FenEntertainment.com, and
I'm at JasonCryptic at Twitter.com.
At JasonCryptic on Twitter.
Is that right?
Yep.
Is that right? Because I don't...
K-R-I-P-T-Y-K.
K-R-I-P-T-Y-K. That is correct.
All right. That's it. Thanks for listening. We're on iTunes as well. We still need comments. We need a lot of retweets. We need a lot more fans on Facebook. Tell your friends and family about iTunes. And that's it. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. A weekly podcast, episode 32 for Prometheus.
Don't worry about seeing Prometheus.
But listen to the show more.
But listen to the show more and go back to the end.
32 episodes plus bonus episodes. We got like probably 35 or 36 in the books.
Plus your solos.
Yes. Netflix episodes.
The documentary reviews. All that type of stuff.
Good stuff. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Peace.
Leave us around. Have a quick sec.
How loud is the AC?
Is the AC loud?
Chicken
Bicks.
Testing. Syphilis.
Prometheus.
Prometheus.